It's Friday, March 20th. I'm Bree Burkett, and this is KNAU's Local News Now. It's been more than a month since seven states in the Colorado River Basin missed a critical deadline to agree on how to share the water. As KUNC's Scott Franz reports, talks have continued after a two-week hiatus.
New Mexico's water negotiator Esteban Lopez says proposals and counterproposals are going back and forth as recently as Thursday.
Right now we're focusing on trying to figure out how to operate for the short term. The hydrology right now is incredibly dire.
He says a pitch from Nevada is a starting point for the latest negotiations. It calls for releasing water from reservoirs like Flaming Gorge in the Upper Basin this year to stop Lake Powell from getting too low to produce hydropower. Lower Basin states would also cut back their water use. The Interior Department is working on a backup plan if states don't reach a deal. More than 18,000 people submitted comments on the Fed's potential playbook for managing the river. I'm Scott Franz.
The Arizona desert community of Martinez Lake hit 110 degrees yesterday, a new record for the highest documented March temperature in the United States. The community is north of Yuma on the Arizona-California border. The previous record of 108 degrees had been set in Rio Grande City, Texas in 1954. The National Weather Service says the ongoing heat wave established new record highs in dozens of locations across northern Arizona and throughout the region. The White Mountain Apache Tribal Council voted unanimously Tuesday to remove Chairman Casey Velasquez following a month-long investigation into sexual misconduct allegations. Fox 10 Phoenix reports the claims were filed by the tribe's human resources director last year. An independent investigator called the accusations credible and persuasive. However, a tribal prosecutor recently declined to file criminal charges. Velasquez has denied the allegations and maintains the council violated his constitutional rights. A federal investigation into those allegations remain under review by the U.S. Attorney's Office. Former Vice Chairman Jerome Casey is now serving as the chairman. Northern Arizona lawmakers are advancing a pair of bills focused on Second Amendment rights and firearm education for both children and school employees. KJZZ reports a proposal from Flagstaff Senator Wendy Rogers would require annual, age-appropriate firearm safety training for all K through 12 students starting in 2027. Another bill, sponsored by Prescott Representative Selena Bliss, would establish a Save Our Children program to train and certify school employees to carry concealed weapons on campus. Supporters say these measures prioritize prevention and protection. However, critics call the mandates an unfunded burden. Attorney generals nationwide, including Arizona's Chris Mays, are pressuring Congress to pass legislation that would issue refunds for President Donald Trump's tariffs. Mays is one of several officials demanding reparations after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the taxes last month. KJZZ reports that Arizona was one of a dozen states that signed onto the original lawsuit challenging the tariffs. The group is now seeking an estimated $166 billion in costs that were paid by consumers and businesses nationwide. In a letter, Mays and her counterparts asked Congress to remove refund handling from the administration's control. Senator Mark Kelly has introduced a bill to expedite the federal review of locally led water infrastructure projects. The proposal targets the process for U.S. Army Corps of Engineers projects that receive limited federal funding. It creates a categorical exclusion from certain National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, requirements. Kelly says federal red tape can delay even the most straightforward projects for months or years. Flagstaff Mayor Becky Daggett supports the move, noting the city has previously reallocated funds because officials could not wait for the review process. Daggett hopes the bill will finally accelerate critical water projects throughout the state. Coconino National Forest managers plan to conduct a series of prescribed burns in the Flagstaff area next week. Weather conditions are expected to be favorable for reducing overgrown vegetation and protecting local communities from wildfires. On Tuesday, crews will ignite more than 600 acres at the base of Mount Eldon to create a buffer for the Doney Park and Timberline communities. Other plans include burning 2,800 acres at Campbell Mesa, 1,600 acres in Mountain Air, and 1,400 near West Fork and Oak Creek Canyon. Officials warn these projects could result in moderate smoke impacts for nearby communities and on the road. Prescott National Forest officials plan to start an 800-acre prescribed burn east of Prescott Valley as early as Monday. The Forest Service says the work on the Verde Ranger District could last for several days, depending on the weather. Smoke may be visible from Interstate 17 and State Route 169, as well as in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, Camp Verde, Dewey Humboldt, and other nearby communities. Officials warn that ignitions could produce the heaviest smoke, which could then linger for several days. The preventative work is designed to reduce wildfire risk by creating open space that makes it easier for firefighters to contain future fires. Arizona Public Service wants to raise electricity rates by about 14%. State regulators are considering that request now, but Attorney General Chris Mays says the company could get by with a much smaller increase, closer to 3%, without compromising reliability. She spoke with KNAU's Adrian Scablin outside the Prescott Valley Public Library earlier this week after a meeting with ratepayers.
As you are talking to ratepayers across the state, what are you hearing about this rate increase and about the challenge that you guys have for it?
I'm hearing that people just can't afford this. A 15% rate increase on top of three prior rate increases is going to drive a lot of people into untenable situations, and that they're going to have to choose between medication and paying their light bill, that they are already experiencing increases in their rent, and now these huge rate increases that really seem to be driven by data centers that a bunch of billionaires want to build. And there's a sense out there of extreme unfairness, and it's righteous. This is unfair. It's not fair for corporate America to ask average Arizonans who are barely making it to foot the bill for their data centers. You know, they should be paying for themselves.
3% is what your office has insisted is the actual amount that could be increased. That's a big difference from the 14% on average that ratepayers could see. Can you talk about what that would mean to the average ratepayer, that difference?
The difference is hundreds of millions of dollars that we think APS doesn't deserve. And if they were to win this rate case, would be a huge wealth transfer from, you know, average Arizonans to this giant multi-billion dollar corporation. So we're hoping that the commission sides with us, or at least comes closer to our proposal. And I think it's important to remember that's likely because they've already received hundreds of millions of dollars in rate increases in the past.
APS has said that one of the things this will help let them invest money in is safety features, like for wildfires. How do you see that justification, given the real concern of among northern Arizonans about that issue?
Yeah. No, I mean, the utility has plenty of money and profits to invest in wildfire management and vegetation management. That is a core responsibility of being a utility. They have to do that. And they are making $600 million a year in profit. You would think that they could invest some of that in wildfire management and in preventing wildfires. You expect them to do that. That's their duty to do that. And so I kind of think it's ridiculous for them to try to excuse this rate increase by saying they need it for wildfire management.
Obviously, we've seen most of the data centers built in kind of the Metro Phoenix area. I guess what I hear you saying is that Arizona ratepayers across the state are subsidizing kind of those developments. Is that the way you really view this?
You know, I right now it looks like the data centers are going to Maricopa County and Tucson. So yes, I think it is fair to say that there are a lot of ratepayers in rural Arizona, and especially in Yavapai County, who are being asked to subsidize data centers in the great state of Maricopa. And that's a sort of an added layer of unfairness. You know, this is a utility that serves the vast majority of the counties in Arizona, and the vast majority of those counties aren't seeing data centers. They're going into Phoenix and Tucson, and yet the ratepayers of Prescott Valley and Prescott are being asked to foot the bill, and they're not getting those jobs.
Attorney General, thank you so much for giving me some of your time.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
That was Attorney General Chris May speaking with KNAU's Adrian Scablin. APS did push back in a statement. A spokesperson said the proposal would shift more of the cost to large energy users like data centers while easing the impact on families and small businesses.
I'm KNAU meteorologist Lee Bourne. Happy equinox, first day of spring. On Friday, although it's feeling much more like the summer solstice, this ridge of high pressure and this heat wave, difficult to put into perspective, absolutely shattering daily and monthly high temperature records. It will be the hottest first day of spring in weather record-keeping history, and by a lot, the hottest afternoon of this heat wave. On highs in the mid-80s, Navajo and Apache counties, upper 80s, low 90s, Prescott region, low mid-90s in the Verde Valley, near 100 degrees, slightly less hot moving into the weekend. We've already demolished March high temperature records through the weekend on the breezy side, and daily high temperature records will fall, and they will continue to fall as the heat continues, moving all the way through next week.
This is KNAU's Local News Now.